Hello, audio boomerangs. It is I, your croaky friend. I'm just going to make this a quick one because, as you can no doubt already discern, I'm having a hard time talking. I just wanted to post a wee boo and let you all know that if I am in absentia for a few days, it's because I am unfortunately not well. I either have bronchitis, which is what I suspected from the beginning, or else, yay fun, friends and neighbors, I might have pneumonia. Hopefully I'll find out for sure today. This dreaded cold of mine got so bad on Sunday night that I felt like I could hardly breathe. It went from being a throat and chest thing to also providing nasal congestion. It's the gift that keeps on giving, friends and neighbors. So yes, I'm a mouth breather to begin with because I always have been for various reasons. but I can, if I direct myself so to do, breathe through my nose. But now I'm feeling like I can't breathe through my mouth or my nose. So I went to the walk-in clinic yesterday. I decided to walk to the walk-in clinic, and it was kind of a bad idea because, the walk there wasn't so bad. It was the walk home. I started to feel dizzy and achy, and it's no bloody wonder because when I got there, I found out that I had a bad fever. I told the doctor there that I have an immunodeficiency, which I'm taking corticosteroids for. So when I get one of these stupid colds, it really tends to knock me for a loop and I'm down for the count. And it usually turns into a bronchial infection. So he did the usual thing, took my temperature, looked in my throat, listened to my lungs, and he said, wow, he said, you've got a lot of noise in those lungs. He said, I'm really actually concerned that this might be pneumonia. I'd like you to have a chest x-ray. He said, because it could be a bronchial infection, but I don't know for sure and I don't want to prescribe you antibiotics if you don't need them. So I thought that was wise, and luckily the facility where I had to have the chest x-ray was just down the street, so that was handy. Now, they couldn't give me the results right away, unfortunately, so I'm hoping somebody is going to call me today and let me know, and if they do need to give me antibiotics, I hope they'll fax the prescription into my pharmacy. Now, the doctor did prescribe me an inhaler, which is doing shit all, excuse my language. It's a rescue puffer. I don't know which one it is because I never thought to ask for the name. Kim was asking me last night. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not feeling very on the ball, I guess, and I never thought about it. Her parents are pharmacists, and they know how badly I'm doing, so I think they were curious to know. So, yes, I can use this inhaler up to 4 times a day, and I did use it a few times yesterday, and it did absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Sorry. It's that goddamn musical Tourette syndrome again, I tell ya. Oh my lord. Sorry about this. So I have been trying everything I could possibly think of to try and break up this phlegm, because that's really what's killing me right now. I have so much phlegm in my chest, and when I cough, it's not coming up. It won't break up very well. So I've been drinking Buckley's cough expectorant practically like it was water, which, believe me, is no treat. It tastes absolutely vile. I didn't actually have any myself, and I couldn't get any because all the new Buckley's has been on recall and has been taken off the shelf, I think because some sort of nasty bacteria was found in it. But Kim, God bless her, happened to have a couple bottles on hand, and she kindly gave them to me, and hopefully when Buckley's comes back on the shelf, as I'm sure it will at some point, I can get her some more if she needs it. So yes, I've been using a cough expectorant, which is really what I need, stupid pharmacist. Darn pharmacist on Saturday gave me a cough suppressant. I was not impressed. I told her exactly what I needed. Anyway, it is what it is. So yeah, I've been trying to to down as much of this cough expectorant as is reasonably possible, just to try and break up this phlegm, and that's not helping. I've been putting my head over a steaming kettle, that's not helping. I've been having hot baths, I've been drinking hot tea, either chamomile or green tea, because I'm not really sure at this point if caffeinated tea would be a good thing for me, although, you know, isn't it funny, people seem to have their own folk remedies for these things. And when people at church found out on Sunday that I wasn't well, they kept telling me what to try. And one lady did say really strong black tea with lemon would do the trick. Well, I don't have any lemon at the moment. I have lemon iced tea. And, today I just got a grocery order. I think I wouldn't have ordered so much stuff if I'd known how sick I was going to be. I should have changed it last night, I guess, but I didn't. I guess I'm kind of optimistically hoping this will go away soon. But anyway, I got some Werner's ginger ale, which is like the strongest stuff you can possibly get in my grocery order. And I can tell you right now that once that gets cold, it's going to feel really good on my throat. So I'm anxious to try that. And I have to say, fever or no fever, this sickness of mine hasn't totally affected my appetite, so I'm still eating. I know there's the expression starve a fever, feed a cold, but right now I'd say I have far more cold than fever to contend with. So yeah, I'm eating soup and fruit and, well, I've had some junk food too. Oh, I figure I deserve it. Anyway, I was hoping I'd be better by Thursday because I was going to do this reading for church that I was totally stoked about. And Eric, God bless his kind soul, he has access to a Brailler. Mine is unfortunately no longer working, and they're way too expensive to get fixed. But anyway, he offered to Braille out this reading for me so I wouldn't have to memorize it, which is just amazingly kind. So I'm going to see him today, and I'll get the reading from him anyway, just in case. I honestly doubt I'll be able to do this on Thursday now, considering how crappy I feel and how crappy I sound. But, you know, you never know. Stranger things have happened, right? Maybe by Thursday, enough of this goddamn phlegm will be gone that I can at least talk to some extent. And we're going to do this tenebrae service in the little chapel at my church, so it's not like I have to stand at the church and project. Oh, man, that reminds me. I have a funny story to tell you. I said this was going to be a quick one, didn't I? Jeez. Well, I have to do some talking this afternoon anyway, so maybe it's a good thing that I'm exercising my voice. So yesterday, this guy who lives in my building, he's a nice enough guy, but he's a little on the dim side. He said hello to me as I was crossing back from the drugstore. And he said, oh, hi, Shannon, how are you? And I said, I'm not very good, I might have pneumonia. What? And of course, I couldn't talk very well at the time. I'm not very well, I might have pneumonia. What? And I finally went, I might have goddamn pneumonia! He's like, oh, sorry. I shouldn't have done that, okay? That was really bitchy of me to do. But I tried telling him over and over and over again, and it wasn't working. And it was just finally, you know, just the straw that broke the camel's back. Oh, I'm sorry. If I can't help but find it funny in a way. Shouldn't have done that, though. I do feel badly, but oh, dear. I'm not normally like that, honestly. But, you know, I was trying to tell him over and over again, and he wasn't getting it. And then finally, I just broke. Anyway, I'm going to end this now before you all think I'm a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad person. And I will hack at you all later.